Yeah, we just have a couple of points to make here. I think firstly, we very much welcome the recognition that the application of international humanitarian law calls for human judgment in a context-dependent manner. And as highlighted in the first sentence of paragraph 19, with the reference to assessment of the information available at the time, we would suggest from a legal perspective refining these two notions so it would read, I quote, assessment of the information from all sources available at the relevant time. But a broader point we would make on paragraph 19 is that the need for contextual human judgment and exerting control over the use of force is really a notion that underpins these GG discussions and the potential progress that could be made here. As we said before, and I think it's also been expressed in different terms by a number of delegations, that aspect provides an anchor for ensuring IHL compliance, for ensuring responsibility, for addressing ethical concerns. And of course, this notion also features in paragraphs 17A and 18C. And so indeed, the two-tier measures reflected in paragraphs 17 and 18 really must have as a key objective preserving the conditions necessary to exercise that good faith, human judgment and control in the use of force that is sufficient to satisfy legal and ethical requirements and indeed address specific risks raised by autonomous weapons. So we would suggest that it could be clearer in the report to start with this fundamental common ground and then indeed outline the two tiers of measures that flow from it. So practically speaking then, this would simply involve moving paragraph 19 so it precedes the current paragraphs 17 and 18. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I thank the distinguished representative of the ICRC for his comments and suggestions. The floor remains open. On